This is one of the most difficult decisions I've had to make as a senator.
And Schumer says it came after reading the agreement several times, having 20 meetings and 3 classified briefings. He says it's flawed because inspections require a 24-day notice and Iran would get $50 billion to spend any way it chooses.
Ultimately, I think it boils down to this. If you think Iran will moderate, that they won't cheat, they won't use this new money to create all kinds of problems, nuclear and non-nuclear, and that after 10 years they'll feel they don't need the bomb, it's probably you'd probably support the deal. But if you think Iran will stay the same autocratic, dictatorial, terrorist-promoting government that they are now, the deal's not good.
So what role did his support of Israel and his ties to the Jewish community play?
Israel is an ally of ours, and it would enter into it, but not primarily. The number one thing that I weigh is how it affects America.
President Obama has said congressional rejection of the deal would lead to another Mideast war.
Well, I don't agree with that. I think there's another alternative, which is go back to the table, use secondary sanctions to push the Europeans, the Russians, the Chinese to go back to the table and come up with a better deal.
Schumer, a Brooklyn Democrat, says he made a decision of conscience and he doesn't think his vote will affect his leadership role in the Senate. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.